Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
This segment is not a program for young kids. Not a program for young kids. But now, if you're a man, you're going to likely to be hearing some things in this segment that could liberate your true self. And if you're a teen or if you're a woman, you might even learn something about a species who seem to be emotionally constipated. That's what they say about us anyway, right? I actually think that there may be some truth to that. Here's the question today, and men ask themselves this. Am I oversexed? Am I undersexed? Am I just about normal? Well, you know, there's really no standard for that particular question. However, if you have some kind of sexual distortion in your life, then it affects your sexual life forever. Now, what do I mean by sexual distortion? All right, if your first experience, this is one situation. If your first experience, let's get this down. If your first experience was around age 12 or 13 with three things involved, stud muffin, you've got some sexual distortion in your life. Okay, here they are. Now, again, here's the setup. If your first experience was around age 12 or 13 with three things. Thing number one, a photo of a drop-dead gorgeous woman. All right? A photo of a drop-dead gorgeous woman. Number two, a vivid imagination on your part. Number two, a vivid imagination on your part. All right, we got the photo of the drop-dead gorgeous woman, right? And we've got your vivid imagination, number two. And here's number three, your hand. If those three things were involved as your first sexual experience, photo of a drop-dead gorgeous woman, your vivid imagination, and your hand, from the get-go, stud muffin, you have sexual distortion. And here's why. It's because your first experience, and again, when in sex, it involves everything we have, emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally. It shoots endorphins and adrenaline in our brain. You know, we remember sexual experiences because they're so powerful. So from the get-go, if this were your scenario, you thought of a woman as a sexual object to be used for your self-serving pleasure. There's no love in that. It's void of love. And that's going to impact your life forever if that were your first sexual experience. The whole idea is to have the best sex, the most ecstatic sex, for a long period of time. How do we arrive at that? If there's sexual distortion in there, it hinders the very best that can be had. Now, am I saying that if that happened, that you were growing up to be a Ted Bundy or John Wayne Gacy, or Jeffrey Dahmer, or Charles Manson? I'm not saying that, stud muffin. Hey, listen, I've been there with this first sexual experience, so I'm down there in the gutter with you. But I'm telling you that you can be liberated from this. Now, what's happened is that some men, it's not impacted them all that much. But for others, it has impacted their lives in a very major way, such as our very own Artie.
Now, Lord, you know I haven't talked to you since last Sunday during that boring worship service. Where do you get these guys anyway? I mean, you know half of them never come back. Anyways, I'm having trouble at home here, Lord. My wife keeps telling me I don't pay attention to anything she says. At least that's what I think she said. And my kid, every time I yell at him to do the right thing, he gets so resentful and angry. He just gives me no respect here. And those girls down at the strip club, Lord, it seems like every time I go there, they just have an attitude, you know? I mean, it's just entertainment, right? Where else can a guy go to get a little break from the stress here? Surely not to his nagging wife.
Auntie!
Oh, great. Doggone it, honey, I'm trying to pray. Anyways, Lord, see what I have to put up with? And now she just want me to go down to the mall for her and buy something. And then is when lust really hits me. All those good-looking, long-legged women in those tight, skimpy outfits, I try my hardest not to lust out there. Sometimes after five or six trips a day to the mall, I can face that temptation head-on. And really, Lord, it kind of saves us money, because then I don't have to spend as much on those trashy movies at the hotel when I'm out of town. Man, if only my family understood me. If only you understood me, Lord. Well, I guess I'll catch you next Sunday.
You know, it kind of makes you think, doesn't it? Whether or not that we've just got some kind of a minor sexual distortion in our lives. Most, actually, if the truth be known, most baby boomers and pre-boomers, Generation Xers, have some kind of a sexual distortion. One of the questions is whether or not it's something kind of minor, or whether it's something more major. Let me ask you a few more questions on this segment that you might ought to think about. These are five questions from the Sexual Addiction Screening Test by Dr. Carnes, contained in the book of Pure Desire by Ted Roberts. Good book, incidentally. If you can answer four of the five questions in the affirmative, then you might have a life-controlling stronghold in this area. Question number one, were you sexually abused as a child or an adolescent? Number two, have you bought sexually explicit magazines or downloaded porn from the internet? Three, did your parents have trouble with sexual behavior? Four, do you often find yourself preoccupied with sexual thoughts? And five, do you feel that your sexual behavior is not normal? Again, if you can answer four of those five in the affirmative, you may have some kind of a stronghold that you ought to think about.
Son of God, a Savior and King, you're taking away the sins of the world, so I'll raise my voice and sing.
You know, even though our sexual distortion may have started at age 12 or 13, God had already thought about that. And He provided a way for forgiveness and for healing. And He wants to bring sexual healing to your life. Even if today, as a believer in Christ, you are lusting after women.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. You know, God doesn't love who we pretend to be. He loves and accepts the sinners we truly are. This is great motivation for us to feel free, to change, and really, really live. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.